Let's make today the day you get one step closer to becoming the parent you've always wanted to be and the parent your children deserve. Hi, and welcome to Powerful Parenting for Today's Kids. I am your host, Erin Taylor, and I have wanted to help parents and children literally since I was 11 years old. I created this podcast to help you make a stronger, healthier, deeper connection to your child, to understand the inevitable challenges a little better, and learn some new ways to navigate them when they occur. Thank you for spending some time with me. Now let's get this show started. Hello and welcome back to the show. Today is 680, episode 680. I'm recording this 2 days before Christmas on December 23rd. My house has been battling the flu all week. Two of the five of us had it. Not me. I just have a little stuffiness. And we've all been taking Tamiflu to try to ward it off and get over it. Anyway, it's almost as if, in some ways, this week kind of didn't exist, sort of. For at least my husband and daughter, they were the ones who actually got the flu and were the sickest. But we didn't really do any last minute to-do items for Christmas or anything like that. I have gotten most of my stuff done well before this week, so for me it wasn't much of an issue, but it was just weird. It kind of felt like we were disconnected from the bigger holiday season that's happening right now in the world. And so I took my son to school this morning for his last half day before the winter holiday break. And I stopped at the grocery store and I looked at all the people shopping at 7:45 in the morning. And I heard the Christmas music playing on their overhead speakers. And everybody kind of they seemed happy. They didn't seem stressed or rushed or anything like that. I felt a festive spirit in the air. I turned the corner and almost bumped into a man pushing a cart when I was leaving the store, and I was carrying bags. I didn't have a cart, and he apologized, which there was no reason to apologize. We didn't even bump into each other. And then he quickly realized that I was carrying bags and didn't have a cart. So he said, "Oh, you go ahead." And I said, "Thank you." And I walked out of the store feeling like that was so sweet of him. That was so festive and spirited and kind for him to let me go first. He didn't have to do that, of course, but he did. And I thought that was really nice. And a friendly gesture to a stranger. What a great thing to do any time of the year. But it really put me in the holiday spirit since I've been feeling a little disconnected from it. Then I stopped at the gas station, and the man who was there pumping gas, when he came to see what I needed, he had on a pointy red hat that says, "I believe in Santa." And he said, "Can I help you?" And I said, "Can you fill it up with, oh my gosh, I love your hat." And he said, "Oh, thank you. What do you think of my tie?" But I hadn't noticed the tie because the wind had twisted it backwards. So he untwisted it, and it was the Looney Tunes characters all dressed up for Christmas. And I said, "I love your tie. It is great." And he said, "My grandkids bought it for me, and they like me to wear it. Actually, I like to wear it too." And then he said, he gestured around to his coworkers at the gas station, and there was Christmas music blasting at full volume at this gas station, which was so cool. And he gestured around at his coworkers and he said, "I'm trying to get all these guys to dance with me, but no one will." And I just felt so delighted to be in this man's presence. He made my day. And I pulled away from the gas station as happy as could be. And I said to myself, I feel like I've just had a conversation with Santa Claus. And it was so cool. And so I wanted to share those two stories with you because I know sometimes at this time of year, it can be hectic and everybody's rushing around and trying to get their last minute stuff done. But I want to wish you a Merry Christmas, a Happy Hanukkah, a Happy Kwanzaa, whatever it is you celebrate. I hope you have the merriest, most joyful holiday season that you can possibly have. We all need a little bit of joy in our lives. We need a lot of joy, actually. I wish for an abundant supply of joy to come your way this holiday season and every day afterwards, because that's what we all deserve and that's what we all need more of. So I hope that my stories from this morning help to brighten your day and put you in a festive, joyful kind of a mood moving through this holiday season. All right, that's my message for today. Wherever you are in this world, I hope that you make it a joyful, festive day and season for yourself. That wraps up this episode of Powerful Parenting for Today's Kids. If you know anyone who could benefit from this episode or this podcast in general, please share it with them. Also, I always love hearing feedback from my listeners. I welcome you to send me an email to erin@erin-taylor.com if you have any comments or questions that come up for you in an episode. Our children are our future. Parenting them is the most sacred task we will ever be asked to do. It truly does take a village to raise a child. Let's help each other to raise our children to be who it is they are meant to be. If at any point you feel like you need a little extra help and support, reach out to me. I am here to help you.